you know, obviously people need to be in community before they can be of the community. But being of a community really is about relationships. It's about, you know, regularity of exchange. It's about similarity of experience that really become the cornerstone ingredients for relationship building. That's the stuff that gets people of the community.
Do you mean focusing on what we have in common as opposed to what separates us?
That's absolutely correct, Beth. You know, sociologists talk about a concept called bridging social capital. And bridging social capital is when some commonality that you experience creates a bridge between you and somebody new. That bridge presents some safety and some security of similarity. But then as you get to know the person, their differences begin to allow you to grow and change.
Can you give me a real-life example of something that you thought illustrated this in a way that it really worked well?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In the organization that I work in Pittsburgh, we use kind of a four-step model. The first step is really starting with what people like or are interested in. And I'll use my cousin Carrie as an example. My cousin Carrie was, you know, always interested in photography, and she had taken pictures and saved pictures of people she met. With her interest in photography, the second step is to find a matching community group that is also interested in photography. Using photography as the bridge, Carrie started to get involved with this photography club. Now, that the third step is really helping Carrie understand what's expected of her in the club and how she might be able to recognize what are some of the activities and rituals and patterns that play out with the club. And then the final ingredient is the gatekeeper, somebody inside the club who can really be sort of the segue for Carrie to become a member or to become known in the club, to become of the club.
When you talk around the country about this concept, how open are people to this idea, and how much progress do you think is being made?
That's a great question, Beth. And when I present it, I really present it from a very personal perspective, having people think about their own experiences in making, building social capital, making friends, and establishing relationships. And so we use that very personal sort of introduction as an opportunity for people to understand how important their relationships are in their lives. I think where the challenge is, or where the barriers are, is that funding systems and bureaucracies are oftentimes so hooked into sort of an old paradigm of service that getting their support for something that's more, you know, macroscopic is really where the challenge lies.
I think whether we are disabled or not, we've all had the experience of feeling left out, feeling like we don't belong. So it's easy to understand how people with disabilities would benefit from this inclusion. How would the community at large benefit? What's in it for the community?
That's a fantastic question, Beth. And you're absolutely, therein, I think, lies the greatest contribution here. Obviously, for my cousin to be involved in a camera club really makes her feel better, gives her something to do. She begins to make some friends, and that's all good stuff for her. But even more important is that the other men and women in the club, they begin to see Carrie differently. They begin to think about disability differently. And rather than see Carrie from a perspective of disability, they begin to get to know Carrie from a perspective of similarity. They change. That's really what we're after here. We don't see that the problem is Carrie. The problem really is the community doesn't know Carrie. And people in the community don't see any relevance to Carrie. That's the change we want to inspire.